Well, before we take the Lord's Supper, and in light of the sermon that I just preached, brothers, let us remember that these elements, the bread and the wine, represent for us the purchase price of being in God. This doctrine of the Trinity, this knowledge that we have of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, does not come to us for free. It was purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. John chapter 17 tells us, I'm not going to go into detail, but it reminds us and tells us that Christ died so that we might enter into fellowship with these three persons. It's the reason he gave his life. Your knowledge of the Trinity, your fellowship with him, your trust in him, your worship of him has been purchased by the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And so come today to the supper, take the elements, and as you feast upon them, worship God. Worship God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do so, be reminded and be strengthened today to renew your efforts to imitate his glory. And what is his glory? It's the fellowship of persons in the unity of knowledge and love. And so let us renew our own vow and our commitment to honor God by imitating him in pursuing unity and knowledge and love with each other. One of the reasons for the Lord's Supper is not just so that we feast upon Christ, but so that we renew our love and commitment to one another. Let's go to the Lord and ask him to bless the elements. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you and we thank you for our Savior. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that you sent him and he came in the flesh. We thank you, dear Father, that he gave up his own life. He broke his own body. He was willing to be subjected to beatings and betrayal for the sake of our knowledge of you. Thank you, dear Father, that he came and he shed his blood, the blood that he calls the blood of the new covenant, so that in knowing you, we might enjoy all the benefits and blessings of knowing you through his blood. We thank you for our Savior. We thank you for his body. We thank you for his blood. Lord, bless these elements as we take them this morning. Bless us in our meditation of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Help us to worship you truly as we take these elements. And help us, dear Father, to remember their significance, so that we might learn to love one another, even as you have loved us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.